Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. And today I wanted to talk to you about one of my favorite things in the world, and that is snacking. And I have a feeling it might be one of your favorites too. I mean, who doesn't love snacks? I'm just like someone that is constantly putting food in my face, and it really is something that if I don't watch myself, I can really derail my diet with. So let's talk a little bit more about snacks, and particularly, of course, I wanted to focus on healthy snacks. And when people switch up their eating habits when they go on a diet or change a workout routine, planning ahead is a huge part of that, especially when it comes to the food that we eat between meals. And before I progress and move any further through this conversation, I just wanted to say what I'm about to talk about will depend on your unique personal needs, and that can depend on the type of diet that you're on. Maybe you have specific food restrictions, but typically, for the most part, this is just a general conversation. What works for one person might not work for someone else. So the information I'm going to be talking about is super general, but I find that that is true for most of the women that I work with, and most of the time for myself too. So if you want to make changes with your health, your fitness, or your nutrition, one of the first things that people tend to focus on is their meals, like the breakfast, the lunch, the dinner, which is great. Want to make sure that when you're covering your nutrition basis with your three meals, that you're totally dialed in. And that's great when you're covered with your three set meals a day. But I'm not going to blame you. But sometimes you just get cravings during the day. Or maybe you get an energy dip by the afternoon. And this is where snacking comes in, and the right kind of snacking. And if you don't plan ahead of time and it turns into like an afterthought, you can end up eating so many extra calories in your foods, and it just kind of derails the whole purpose. So grabbing for some chips or cookies because they're just there and they're easy. This is why it's a great idea to keep healthy snack foods on hand so that you have something healthy and delicious that fills you up. So some of the best snacks contain fiber or protein because those nutrients fill you up and keep you feeling satisfied, and they balance out your blood sugar. So your taste preferences obviously need to come into play when making snacks and choosing what you're going to have on hand. And you may be someone that prefers something a little more sweet, a little bit more salty or crunchy, but here are a few of my go-to ideas. So I usually like to keep around protein powder. That is super easy. And green powder, so that I know that at least I'm getting some extra little nutrients in there. I always like to have some yogurt laying around so that I can make a yogurt parfait, put some nuts on there, put a little bit of cinnamon, put some, you know, berries in there, and get pretty creative. And I do that also with oatmeal too. So if I am, I've got nothing in the house, I always have little instant oatmeal packets. I'll throw a little bit of flaxseed in there, hemp seeds, whatever. You can go crazy with toppings. I love putting coconut in just about everything also. I always like to have a pre-made like salad in the fridge or some soup in the fridge. And that is super easy when you're at home just to heat up and go. But when it comes to just snacks that I keep around, I usually have a nut mix around. Apples and peanut butter are always delicious. I have a favorite bar that I like, and having a good nutritionally balanced energy bar is always a must to have around in a bag. It just travels so well. I love to have fruit, like those little oranges, super easy to carry around. I don't like to carry bananas around because they always end up black and disgusting. So I'm not really a travel with a banana type person. Although I have seen on Amazon, there is this little banana carry case to keep your banana from bruising. So I haven't bought one of those yet, but let me know if you have one. I can't imagine like whipping that out somewhere like a doctor's office. I also like to make on a weekly basis some chia pudding, which is just some liquid and chia, and it starts to make this like gelatinous little paste. And you can add different flavors and things in there. You can make it chocolatey. You can make it more fruity. You can make like pina colada style. So you can really go crazy with chia pudding. And then also a nice quick snack that I use sometimes before workouts for energy is just dates. And I'll put a little bit of coconut oil on the dates. And that'll give me some sustainable energy for when I do more of a cardio workout. I love having some veggies and hummus around. I like making edamame ahead of time and then just having it in a little baggie so I can just snack on that. It actually keeps pretty well. And then I like making sweet potato chips. So I just cut up sweet potatoes. I put them in my air fryer and they make amazing little chips. Sometimes I'll put some seasoning on it. Olives are also really good, and they do have some olives in different travel packs these days I've seen. So I like keeping some olives around. And then I like having avocado on something like raw crackers or rye toast. That is something that is like a little mini treat, especially if you put some seasoning on it. It's almost like I'm having a little pile of guacamole all to myself. So those are a couple of ideas. And I'd love to hear what your favorite on-the-go snacks are. A couple of other ideas that popped into my mind is I like to make little energy balls. So I'll use peanut butter or almond butter base, and then I'll add some hemp seeds or chia seeds and some oats in there. And then I'll kind of clump them up into little balls and keep them in the fridge. You don't have to bake them. They're really, really yummy. And a lot of times I'll make some healthy cookies that are, other than a little bit of maple syrup, they're pretty much sugar-free, and they pretty much are just composed of oats and cinnamon, and they bake pretty well, and I don't feel guilty. They're kind of like little breakfast cookies. So there are a couple of options out there. The secret is to healthy planning is to always keep it ready to go, keep it on hand, and to stick with it, because if you have to chop up vegetables for your veggies and hummus, but then you look over and you see, I don't know, some ice cream, you're like, well, the ice cream is easier to grab, so I'm just going to get that instead. So the secret is making it easy and convenient. Always have it laying around. So that is it for the episode today. I just wanted to jump in, answer that question about what I do for healthy snacking. And also with my Flat Abs After Baby book and workout program, there is an upgrade where once you buy the book, I have two bonus books that you can add to it. And one is like easy recipes and the other one is a smoothie book. So if you're looking for more healthy recipes and options, definitely check that out. And that's at flatabsafterbaby.com. Thanks for checking out the podcast today. And I'll see you next week on another episode.
Thanks for tuning in. And we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review. Screenshot it before you submit and send it to Daisy at strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month, we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.